If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Oh, did we touch hands? No?
I don't think so. Oh, I think that was my turn.
I was just imagining it.
You were wishing.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Welcome to 2022.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is great
to have you all here along for the journey.
Uh-huh. Another year.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
I know. New year, same us.
True.
Yeah.
True. I hope you all had a really lovely Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
We took 2 weeks off in the end, so sorry about that.
You'll find out why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have a valid reason.
It was out of our control.
It absolutely was.
But it was, what am I trying to say? It was like...
necessary.
Yeah. It was needed.
It was. It was.
Because we did only just have a break, so we just needed another one.
Yeah, exactly.
But we hope
we'll get into that.
Sorry. We hope you all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, keen to see what this year has in store for us.
Absolutely. I hope you're all dodging the Omni.
The Omniforce field.
The Omnitron.
The Omnicrump.
Omnitrix. Isn't the Omnitrix Ben 10's watch?
Oh, no idea.
I think that might be it.
That's very cool, Omnitrix.
How do they name them? I've actually thought about this a lot. Like Omicron, where did that come from?
Oh, I thought it was something to do with, this could be so wrong, but you know how it's called Delta?
Yeah.
You know when there's, they named it after Delta Good. Okay. No, you know how when there's like a natural disaster?
Yeah.
They name it, it's through the alphabet. And so it's like, so say it's like the sixth one. So it's A, B, C, D, E, F. So that it's F. And then they rotate each disaster from female to male. And then they just name. So say it's a female one. So it's Fiona. Cyclone Fiona.
But like, where do they get that actual name from?
Doesn't someone just
make
it
out of that crack? Yeah, right. Okay.
And so that's what I thought the variant thing.
Might be. But then what happened to, didn't we go from D to O? Or do other countries have E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N?
Yeah, maybe. I actually had no idea. I just fully made that up.
I believed it.
Yeah, well, like, it makes sense in my head. That's what I thought Delta was after.
Yeah, but then Omicron isn't a name, is it? Or maybe it is.
I don't know.
Would that be a boy or a girl name? Or, I mean...
I think it also matters from where it originated, like, where the virus mutated, like, what country.
Right. Lots of questions. If you have any answers.
I'm really confused right now. Anyway.
We haven't even like rolled the intro. We're just like right into it.
Okay. Well, should we roll the intro?
I think we should.
Roll the intro. Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.
Abby, so how was your Christmas and New Year's? Tell us about
it. Look, it was an interesting one.
Yeah.
We did tell our besties, you guys, what we were going to be getting up to.
We had big plans.
No, so life had other plans. Mm-hmm. I actually had COVID.
She got the Omi.
I got it. I got the vid and it was fucking shithouse. Yeah. I was very sick. I'm better now.
Yeah.
So that kind of ruined my Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
But I was on the Gold Coast, so I was with my mom, but like I couldn't leave my room.
Your room, yeah.
So I was in my room by myself, sick.
But you're kind of lucky that you were there, not here by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And my mom would have actually died if she knew that I was here by myself and I had COVID. Like at least she could put food at my door.
Yeah.
And stuff like that and still like take care of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean everyone's getting it though. You haven't got it yet. Yeah.
Don't say that. It's not happening. Touch wood. I cannot get the Omi. I can't do it.
Look, it's just a matter of time.
I know, but
you just got to plan it out.
Yeah. That's what I've been trying to do.
Pencil it in for when's the best time suited for you to get it.
But that's the thing.
And then you can use my toothbrush.
My suited time is like April. Like, I don't have
time. Okay, we can work with that.
But then by then, hopefully, it'll be...
True to mean, game.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm really worried because, like, everyone in Sydney has it.
I know. Honestly, like, at least 50 people that have it.
Yeah.
Not just Sydney. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to dodge it.
Yeah.
I'm playing a bit of dodgeball with Omi.
Well, we hope that you're all staying safe and still, like, following the rules and washing your hands as much as you can. And if you've had it or you have it now... Sucks, but, you know.
Must be rough.
Yeah. You live and you learn and you die for a week, but then you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully you're all fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, as a result, we didn't go to field day.
No.
Which, like, so I was in Victoria for Christmas. I think I mentioned that in the last episode.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to come back to Sydney for 4 days and then go to the Gold Coast to, like, spend time with my family after New Year's. But... Abby came down with the vid and then Sydney was getting like 50,000 cases a day. And I was like, you know what? If I go to field day, I will catch it. I will.
And I know a bunch of people that got it from field day. And from New Year's Eve in the park.
Yes. Yeah. And so I was kind of like, if I wasn't going to the Gold Coast, I probably would have just sent it because, as you say, everyone's going to get it. So yeah, whatever. Exactly. But because I knew I was going home, I was like, no, stuff that. So I stayed in Victoria and then went straight to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Got back here yesterday and I'm just like really hoping that I don't come into contact with anyone who's going to make me sick. But anyway, so yeah, no field day.
Yeah.
Were you still in ISO for New Year's Day? New Year's Eve? You would have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not ideal.
Yeah. So, I still had Christmas Day. So, I flew in Christmas morning to the Gold Coast and I had Christmas Day with all my family and friends. I didn't know I was positive. So, that was interesting.
So, she's a super spreader. So, put her in jail.
Super star. and then, I was basically, I got a test on like the 27th. And so, then that took me through to the new year. I think it was like the 3rd or something I got out.
Right. That sucks.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was thinking though, like, that's how I'm starting my year.
Yeah.
So, like, it can only go up.
That is an excellent attitude. Yeah.
It literally, like, I was literally watching the clock strike midnight.
Yeah.
On New Year's. And I was like, I've never been more, like, at rock bottom right now.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I was optimistic for the year because anything could be better than that.
That's true. Well, don't jinx it. But, yeah, that's true. I love how, like, everyone was like, all right, we're leaving the vid in, like, 2021.
Yeah, right. They're like, can't wait for next year.
Yeah, everyone's vaccinated now. Like, we're good. And now literally everyone we know has it.
I know. It fucking sucks. But anyway, whatever. That's right. We hope you guys had a good time at festival if you went.
Yes.
But we're going to go to, what's the next festival we've got? Splendor.
Yeah.
So that'll be elite.
Yeah. And that's in like June, July. Yeah. So
everything will be done by then.
Touch wood.
Yeah. Touching my head as many times as I can.
But yeah, hopefully by then everything's like G and we'll be fine.
Yeah. Agreed.
My goodness.
Well, that's a little bit of clickbait.
Which one?
Abby had the Rona.
Abby had the Rona. Everyone would be like,
Abby
yeah,
battled
me too.
Cancer.
I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch, maybe. Anyway, speaking of New Year's, new goals, new.
We're kicking
asses.
Goals, kicking asses, and fannies.
Because we don't discriminate.
Exactly.
We wrote a goals.
Yeah, we did a little cringy. Sit down goals for the year for AA
last year. Yes. We haven't done it this year.
No,
will we?
I think we should. And we should be more ambitious because we were very ambitious. And like last year when we sat down and did the goals, we just had a TikTok that like blew up, and by blew up it had 100k views.
Yeah.
And we were like, we are the next best thing. We've since made it. Sliced bread.
Yeah.
And so some of our goals were so
oh god
out of this world.
And I haven't reread them.
No, yeah. Well, I'm going to get them up now and we're going to read some of them.
Okay.
So we can all laugh at them.
Okay.
Because generally, you know, like Insta-Q dates, we laugh at everyone else. This is their turn to laugh at us.
To laugh at us. Fair.
Okay. I know, and we didn't get to do that, did we? Okay, so Ames hasn't read these.
Oh, I forgot about
Oh my god,
terms.
You're reading them all.
No, I forgot about the terms at the top.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I was laughing at.
Yeah, that's why when you said that, I was like, wait, what does she mean?
Yeah, we didn't get to do that. So do you want to read the terms at the top?
Okay, so it says, Abby and Amy will achieve all of these goals on or before December 31st, 2021 at 11:59 p.m. or they will have to kiss each other into the new year.
So we didn't really achieve many of them, so maybe we kiss.
But we missed the new year. We'll have to do it at midnight tonight.
Okay. We'll just get like our clocks set. Yeah. Is that the way when the clock strikes 12?
Oh, we God. Go, we go.
3, 2, 1, happy new year.
Yeah, true. We'll have to have like a late New Year's. It's what today? The 10th.
Yeah, that's right.
That still counts.
So what's the first one?
4,000 YouTube subscribers.
Yeah.
I don't think we're anywhere near that.
I don't even think we're on 2,000. Yeah.
We're not even on 3. Full stop.
This is 3. I think we're on 1.5.
I have no idea.
Oh, God. Okay,
but next I remember one. Saying exponential growth. Like, we'll be fine. It's just going to...
No, but we did the math.
Yeah.
So this is what should have happened.
So what happened?
I don't know.
I was laughing at the second one. Off.
The second one, yeah, 5 TikToks per week. I'm pretty sure we signed this, didn't we, at the bottom?
We probably did. I don't know.
Yeah.
The 5 TikToks per week thing is funny because remember when we went through that stage like right before the lockdown where we didn't make any for like 3 months and then...
Spent and then we had that list
part of the lockdown making.
We have a list on the fridge, yeah, of about 50 TikToks to make.
So I don't think we achieved that. Oh no, 100K TikTok followers, not quite.
We're pretty close. We're on 75,000.
Yeah. Oh my God. The next one.
The next one is 5 million views on a single talk.
That is bold.
I remember when I said that to you. You were like, huh? I was like, write it down. And you were like, Abby, come on, we need to be realistic.
The rest of it isn't realistic either.
But I remember going, no, like, there's just like, all it takes is one video to blow up. Now, sure, like, our biggest one is 2 mil.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of, yeah. If you think about that, 2 million people have seen our face on TikTok.
Yeah. That's like, a lot of people. Fucked.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm okay with the fact we didn't hit that one because 5 mil is pretty bold.
Me too.
5 Insta posts per week, talks or anything else. Well, every TikTok we've posted has also gone on.
Yeah, so I would say that's, yeah.
About, it's, well, it's the same as the
still haven't
TikTok
achieved
one
yet. No. But, like, that's the closest. The next one is more active on Insta stories, including interactive stories for viewers. That's, yeah, I think
I feel like we've done that.
I think that we've done that because now that we've split it. Because I remember before we were both trying to do stories and messages, but then didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to do something without the other person, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we've achieved that.
I think so too. We're really close to the next one.
Yeah, I know.
2,000 Instagram followers. I think we're on 19.
198 something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say, oh, yeah. I was going to be like, I'm going to say we achieved that. Abby, though you have it, it's the 10th of January as well. Anyway, next one is earn our first dollar from YouTube AdSense.
Technically we have, but we haven't earned enough for them to give it to us.
Yeah, we don't even make like any money on AdSense.
No, nothing.
So guys, can you just watch all the ads? Don't skip them.
Please. So, I mean, technically, like, yes
we have. Next one.
Well, earn our first dollar from Anchor, which was our RSS feed, which we're not with anymore.
True. But we now earn money from our RSS feed.
So I'm going to give that a tip.
Me too. So we've got 3 goals that we've done so far.
Yeah. I think we've got the next one.
I think that was a typo.
Surely.
15,000 plays.
What are we on now? More than that.
I haven't checked in a while. Last time I checked Megaphone, it was like 50,000.
Oh, okay.
And we've only been on Megaphone for a couple months.
Yeah. Okay, so we definitely achieved that.
We've smashed that one out of the park.
First brand deal. Done.
Done.
Good job, team.
Yeah, Knuckles. Bam. First collab with another creator.
Well, COVID got in the way of that because that would have happened.
That's true.
Like, we had that organized almost and it didn't happen.
But we collabed with, like, our friends.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they post things on their Instagram.
Yeah.
So I think that counts.
Yeah. So how many do we achieve?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's pretty good.
That's better than I expected.
Okay. And then this is the real cringy part.
Okay.
Create content on all platforms that we are proud of.
That's disgusting.
Strive to keep one another motivated and inspired, especially in difficult times. What? support each other.
Who wrote this? Were we drunk?
Keep in mind that every episode, there is at least one person who has never heard or seen us before.
That's a good point. I didn't keep that in mind.
I did not keep that in mind either. And then stay happy and genuine. Well, that's true.
I think we've done that.
But all that other cringy, creasy shit, what the fuck?
No, that's gross. Were we drunk? I don't think we wrote that. That's disgusting. I think our big problem, though, was that we focused a lot on the numbers in those goals. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, then we went the complete opposite direction with that shit at the end. But I think, like, this year's goals, we should make a little bit more, like, less about things that we can't control. Like, we can't control how many people follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, I completely agree. Things like another merch drop and things like that that are in our control.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I think we should sit down and write out some more goals.
I think so too.
But definitely not have that cringy, sappy shit on
it. That was gross. That was so not on brand for us. I don't understand where that came from. Maybe that's what jinxed the rest of it.
Maybe.
We put some shit at the bottom.
Yeah, the universe was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. No, you're cancelled.
Fucking little simps. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's funny.
We haven't been cancelled.
We haven't. That should be one of our goals for this year. Do not get cancelled.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cancelled. Get cancelled. Yeah, we haven't been cancelled.
No, true.
Sheesh.
Oh, we almost did that time we guessed how cars work.
That wasn't cancelled. That was abused.
Yeah. That was death threats.
That was,
Oh, what a time to be alive.
Right? Anyway, speaking of merch.
Yep.
We have merch.
We do.
And you guys can buy it.
Uh-huh. If you haven't checked it out yet, the link is always down below, no matter what you're listening to or watching on.
Yes.
It's also like in our Instagram bios and whatever.
Yeah, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And since it's the new year, we wanted to give you guys a little mwah.
A little mwah.
A little kiss into the new year, if you will. That fly is flying. She's buzzing. So we wanted to give you guys like a discount code.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
We make the rules.
Yeah.
We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, fuck that. Of course. So what's the code?
We haven't discussed that yet. Okay, so after much deliberation, decided. The code is for 15% off.
Yeah.
What is the code?
The code is COCKSUCKER69.
Yeah, all lowercase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to spell it for them?
Yeah, so that's COCK. SUCKER69.
Yeah.
For 15% off.
15% off your next purchase at AA.
Yeah, exactly. I think the fact that we find this that funny is like obvious that we don't apply to the next segment, but we're getting older, Abby.
Would you believe it by the name of our discount code that we are maturing?
Probably not. But we are. It's another year and therefore we will be another age.
I know.
Both soon.
I'm fucking terrified.
Yeah. Yours is kind of a scary one, I'll be honest.
Oh, fuck you.
Mine is too, but like.
But mine's my champagne birthday. I know. I've got to go through it first with the group. Hey, well, Kirby did it.
Yeah.
But like a couple years back. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But so that's exciting then.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
But
we're getting old.
We are getting old. And there are a few things I've like thought about recently where I'm like, wow, I really am getting old, because like there are things I do now that like 17-year-old me would never have been caught dead doing.
Yeah. Like what?
For example, I went out the other night and I had a bottle of wine to myself. Who do I think I am?
Wait, wine from a bottle and not from a cask?
From a bottle poured into a glass.
I've never seen that. Not even a bottle with a straw.
No.
That's uncalled for.
I know, but like I'm not that old because I drank the whole thing and then have had a two-day hangover. So you know, what can you do?
Hey, two-day hangover is an old person thing.
Exactly. Hangovers in general are an old person thing. I miss when I was like 17 and nothing could touch me. You know
17?
What I mean?
17?
18, because that's the legal drinking age.
Yeah,
and nothing
that's what
could touch me.
No, I drank a lot last night.
Uh-huh.
And I was not well this morning.
Yeah, that's an old person thing.
I know.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. It's like spacey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what else? What? We did like our little house Christmas thing. And we all bought like gifts for the house, including like new cocktail glasses.
Like our house.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about your family.
Oh, no, like the share house. Yeah. We bought like new plates and glasses and things, and we were all so excited about it. You're getting old when you get excited.
And then a friend got us an air fryer, and we were so excited.
That was the best day of my life.
For a fucking cooking appliance.
Yeah. That's old people.
Yo, shit. I make mean sweet potato fries in an air fryer.
Have you been using it?
Oh my God. We need to make them.
Maybe I might do that tonight, actually. I have no food in the house. Do you have any more?
Yeah. So when it starts to rain,
mm-hmm.
I stress
mm-hmm.
because I think there might be some washing on the line.
That is an old person thing. That's an old person worry.
That's a terrible thing to worry about.
Yeah.
And whenever it starts to sprinkle, like I'll run out of my room and I'll have a look if there's a washing line out there that I need to bring inside.
Yeah. Kind of similar. When you were younger, like when you would go to ballet and stuff, did your mum used to get really angry at you if you didn't put a jumper on as soon as you left because you'd be sweaty?
Yes.
I do that on my own accord now. Like if I'm sweaty, I'll put a jumper on after the gym, even if I don't feel like I need one.
Yes.
Because I'm an old person now.
You know what's crazy is that when I'm teaching and it's winter and the kids run out in their little leotards, I'm like, do you have a jumper? I'm like, get back in here and put on some shoes.
Put on some shoes. Yeah. That's an old person thing.
That's an old person thing. Oh, God.
Yep. Any others?
So when I'm shopping now,
mm.
I see a lot of clothes that I'm like, I don't get that. Why would someone wear that out? Yeah. I'm like, that's a bit – I mean, here I am in like a tiny little crop top. But like, I'm like, that's a bit revealing.
Yeah.
How you can't wear – and then even like I know low rise is in and all that stuff, but you're showing your whole belly.
Yeah.
Like that's – and it's not because you're showing your belly. I'm just like, that's a bit too much skin.
Yeah.
Cover up.
When we were like first old enough to go out, like when our first year full time, we would go out every weekend.
Oh my God, outfits.
I would wear no clothes. How did anyone let me in?
No, we were like a Play-Doh fun factory. Yeah. There was skin poking out of every part possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I either have to have my arms or my legs covered. Like I can't have small.
Yeah, you can't have both.
No.
Right?
But 18-year-old Amy, she was like,
oh yeah, no, all of us less were fabric the better. No, it wasn't even two. It was three things. It was tits, tummy, and legs.
Yeah.
Like everything was out.
Yeah. That's
and now bold. Yeah, and now I'm like I wear pants and a little top, or I wear a big top and little pants mm-hmm. or yeah.
Yeah.
You can't wear little.
No, you can't. Unless you're 18.
Yeah.
It's too much at this age.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so we're getting old and I don't really appreciate it.
No, me neither. I'm not happy about it.
No.
I'm terrified of being, like, old. That's
what, like, old as in, like, 60 or old as in, like, 90?
No, like, 90. Like, you can't.
Oh, that you're, like.
Function.
Yeah.
That is terrifying to me.
I think I'd rather, if I'm alive that old, I'd rather have be not all there and be able to enjoy it rather than me still being switched on and annoyed that my body can't do things. Do you know what I mean?
True. Yeah, I think the part I'm scared about is like one day I'm not going to be able to run anymore.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Like that's terrifying to me. Or like I won't be able to hear things. I won't be able to see properly.
Yeah. You know?
I'm not excited about that. I thought you were going to say, wouldn't you rather get to that age and know that you've lived like a long life? And I was going to say, well, no, like I would happily pass away at like 50 if I know that I've done everything I want to do.
True.
You know? And then my body will still bloody work.
Right.
But actually, no, at this rate, we both grew up doing ballet. So at this rate, I actually won't be able to walk by the time I'm 27. So
yes.
See you then.
I have a massage every fortnight because my back is so messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my hips. Like they cramp.
Yeah. And the clicks that they make. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Terrible.
I need to be well oiled.
Yes.
Anyway, some oddly satisfying things.
Uh-huh.
That are just like, they just happen. And you're just like, oh.
That shouldn't be satisfying, but it is.
Yeah, it's like little gasm.
Little gasm. Put that on a t-shirt.
Gasmic, if you will.
Gasmic, okay. Do you have any to kick it up?
Oh, like when you're wrapping Christmas presents and you're cutting up the wrapping paper and the scissors does that little glide.
Yeah.
Gasm.
Gasm.
That
gasm.
Is so satisfying. Yeah. Like I have a kink and that's it. Scissors gliding.
Yeah, fair.
That and then also work. When it like when you tear like the tape sometimes and the tape goes
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
What about you?
Okay, when you like on a cold morning, you take your clothes out of the dryer and put them straight on.
Yeah.
And it's like a hug.
Yeah.
Littlegasm.
Littlegasm. Oh, wow. It is. It's a warm hug.
Yeah.
Damn. And like, I kind of like the staticky as well.
Yeah.
It's like a.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. Like a, what am I trying to say? Not spa, a spicy gasm.
Bit of a spicy gasm.
If you will. Okay, this is kind of weird, but it's like when two different objects that aren't supposed to like be together, when they like fit into each other. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That sounds really like sexual and weird, but you know what I mean?
I do. Do you have an example of two objects then?
Let's say it's like, because I've seen them on TikTok. It's like a water bottle, but the neck of the opening of the water bottle is only, it's the exact size of a ping pong ball.
Yeah.
And so you can just drop it in and it perfectly fits in.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Very good one.
Yeah, so satisfying.
How do you feel about pimple popping videos?
Ooh, okay. Depends on the pimple and the video.
Okay.
I do really like it, except I can't deal, like I'm like a blackhead kind of watcher, and I only like it in small doses. Like I don't like watching a 12-minute video of popping like 50 blackheads.
Yeah.
And I also can't deal with like the big like cyst.
Yeah,
no, it's not even like, it's not even cystic acne or anything. I don't care about that. But it's like an actual cyst, which is like, it's a growing human off your body and it's the size of a football. Like I can't deal with those.
Fair.
Why? What do you think?
I love the cyst videos actually.
Yuck. You're like the fatter the better.
But I hate I like the pimple squeezing videos where it's like one goes. I hate when they get like a. Like
the tool?
Yeah, or like, and they scrape it.
Yeah.
Or like the ones where it's like the magnified circle and they're just moving it around and all the oils are coming out. I don't like that.
Oh, I don't like that either.
No. I just that's like
a vacuum.
The ones.
That's a poor vacuum.
Yeah, I don't like them. But I do really like the ones where they squeeze it and just one pore.
Right. I like that too. Do you like the earwax cleaning videos?
Oh, and they put the water in it and it all
comes
out?
No, not water, but like they just have like, not tweezers, but they have tools and they're pulling out.
I feel like I would like
the
that.
The wads of fucking...
Ew.
It's disgusting.
How do you
like,
get that
I
much
it.
In there? They mustn't be able to hear, hey?
Well, like some people are just like waxy. I know that's really great. Those people like Q-tip and shove it in and then it's blocked. Right. You know? And so then it's just a chunk of wax and cotton and shit. Anyway.
Right. Gross. Do you have any others?
No, I don't really want to talk about anything else after those. Fair. That's gross.
I do have one more, but I don't think you're going to agree with it.
Oh, what is it?
I have this really weird little gasm thing about, when you go in the pool, like in the swimming pool and you get out and you're dry, but your skin's cold and then you put dry clothes on.
While you're wet.
No, you're dry, but your skin's still cold.
Oh, right. You just said that.
Yeah. Like putting on dry underwear.
Right.
Something about it just makes me feel comfortable, you know?
Like I know I what you're saying.
Like it's a pat on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not like a I'm nice and fresh and clean vibe. It's like it just feels right.
Yeah, it does.
I know what you're
it
saying.
It just sits right.
You know what's one of the – it's not really kind of included in the topic, but like the best thing ever is that nap that you have after a day at the beach.
Yeah.
And you're a bit sun-kissed.
Yeah.
It's about 3, 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you fall asleep on top of your bed,
mm-hmm.
just in your clothes from the beach. And then, like, mum wakes you up and it's dinner time.
Yeah.
That's the best.
That's a special nap.
That's the best nap ever.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Do we have any other oddly satisfying?
Nah.
I'm sure I could think of some, but not right now.
It's yeah, me too. Much.
I'm on day 2 of my 2-day hangover and I don't have much brain power. Sticky dates.
Sticky dates.
This is, if it's your first time here, this is a segment on the podcast where we read out your guys' worst dating stories and then we laugh about them. If you would like to be involved, if you have any funny date stories, please send them into our Instagram. We'd really appreciate it.
Agreed.
How many have we got today, Abby?
Just 2 today.
Okay.
Not so much a sticky date, but I just thought I'd throw it out there because, you know, it's relevant. Anyway, she goes, so I tested, this was on the 31st of December, so New Year's Eve. She goes, I tested positive this morning And now my New Year's kiss is going to wait outside my window at midnight tonight and blow me a kiss through the glass. That's both that equally beautiful and cringy and at the same time, don't you think?
Who says romance is dead? That's lovely. That he's spending his New Year's countdown.
He would have cancelled his plans.
Yeah.
So that he can stand outside her window and blow her a kiss.
Get you a man. That's lovely.
That's really lovely.
I do also want to dry reach, but that's because, like, deep down I'm jealous. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Like, yeah, it's like, one of those things. You see, like, a cute couple and you're like, oh, fuck.
You're like, oh, that's disgusting. Yeah. But, like, if it was me, it'd be kind of cool. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Ew, PDA, they're kissing. But, like, if I was kissing right now, I'd be fine.
But, like, you know? When was the last time I?
But that's sweet, isn't it?
That is lovely. Good for you. Was that anonymous? Or did you tell me her name?
It's Hannah.
Well done, Hannah.
Well
done. Keep him around.
She's found a gem. She really has. She doesn't say anonymous or anything, but I think I'm just going to keep it anonymous.
Okay.
So she goes, hey, girls, I've been listening to your podcast and laugh at sticky dates, so I thought I'd share mine.
As you should.
Yeah. I matched with this guy on Tinder.
Always Tinder. Isn't right? It always?
It's never Bumble.
I'm really sorry to interrupt quickly, but I almost folded when I was on the Gold Coast. I almost re-downloaded Tinder.
But how?
I didn't. I fully messaged Kirby being like, can I ask you a big favor?
Asking for the code.
Yeah. And then I changed my mind.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't do it, but I almost did. I almost stooped that low again.
Oh, Amy.
I know.
Oh no.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah. So she goes, shortly after matching, he messaged me first with something that caught me off guard. So I replied. He told me that he was a FIFO worker for transport and infrastructure.
Okay.
Saying that he could be sent to Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, and sometimes Perth.
Mm-hmm.
So he would fly out Monday morning and fly into Adelaide either Friday nights or Saturday morning. So I'm assuming that they live in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So me and this guy talked every day for 2.5 months. Text messaged, we were on the phone, we even FaceTimed every single day.
Who's got the time?
Who's got the time? Literally though, like what the fuck? What's new to talk about? What are you up to today? I saw a pretty fat pigeon. What do you mean? Like, what are you going to talk about if you talk to them every day?
No, clearly they found something.
Though. Yeah. Anyway, so then she goes, so it came to the Saturday and we were finally going to go on a date. This guy lived about an hour and a bit away from where I live. So that morning he messaged me like every other morning and the quotes was, good morning, beautiful.
Again, same as the last one. I'm like, but I'm also like, well, it wouldn't
me
be nice.
Too. He also added to the message that he was so excited to see me later on that day and finally spend some time together.
Lovely. Okay.
So a few hours later, she messaged him asking whereabouts they were going to meet, whether it was where we're going to eat or like something like that, whatever. And he doesn't answer. So I let go and leave it like half an hour before I'm ready to leave to drive to like the suburb where he lives. But just before I leave home, I try to ring him just to see like where he wants to meet up. He answers and tells me that the restaurant that they were going to eat at. So I leave my house and drive an hour and a half to get to the restaurant, get seated, and then I get a message from him saying that he had met someone else in Melbourne and hadn't flown into Adelaide that morning.
What?
And added, sorry, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings, and then blocked me on everything.
No, that's weird. That's really sus. Right?
What the fuck?
Literally what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Why would he tell her where to meet him then?
I don't know, but that's a terrible situation to be in.
That's awful.
Imagine sitting there.
And getting that message. That's terrible.
And you've gotten to know someone for that long. And I was thinking catfish. But they've FaceTimed and stuff.
Yeah, true. I don't know. There's got to be more to that that he hasn't told her.
Yeah. Maybe they're like actually siblings.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's gone down.
There's something real weird there.
But the issue is that he said, oh, yeah, meet me at this restaurant in an hour and a half. And he knew that he was in a different state. Like, that's the weird part. Surely he was in Adelaide, right? That's really bizarre.
I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, I'm really sorry for you. That's shit. Boys are shit. Yeah, and
agreed.
That was Tinder.
See, I'm telling you.
That wouldn't Tinder's happen for no on one. Hinge or something, no. I swear.
No.
Have you ever heard a Bumble story where... And okay, never mind. Because your face says it all. I'm going to switch back to Hinge. Have you ever heard a Hinge story where... Okay, never mind.
No, well, when you said the Bumble one, I was thinking not Bumble, but Hinge.
Oh.
I haven't heard a bad Bumble story, but I've had a bad Hinge story.
Right.
So... I'm sure it does happen. But Tinder is like, you know what I mean?
You're asking for it.
You are a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surely just use like Instagram DMs.
Yeah.
Or find a like different meet way. Someone the old fashioned way.
Yeah. I know it's easier said than done, but like Tinder is just not the place to find a decent man.
Agreed.
Anyway. Moving on.
Yes, moving
Shit
on.
Shit we don't understand.
Shit we don't understand.
May I have my phone?
Yes.
Okay. What are you guessing today, Abby?
It was sent in by Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
And how do glasses work?
Okay.
Yeah.
Eyeglasses.
Glasses
for your eyes.
Like a glass eye?
Yeah. How do glass eyes work? That's a good one. Maybe some other time.
Well, I don't think they actually work. Oh. We're both like, do they actually even work? No, I think it's just sits in there.
Right. For like.
To fill the void.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're not guessing that today.
No.
Anyway. I'm guessing how glasses work. Yeah.
So you're blind. You can't see.
Well, no, if you're fully blind, glasses aren't going to help. Let's start with that.
Okay. Well, like, you know what I mean? It's fuzzy.
Yeah.
And you put these things on, like glasses on, and now you can see.
Yeah, it's magic.
How? So, like, I've guessed before mirrors, mm-hmm. and it was something to do with the light reflecting and blah, blah, blah. And I guessed it right, but I don't understand how that even works still.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when we do the guessing and we're like, oh, is it like the coding?
Mm.
And we're like, yeah, it's coding. But I still don't understand what coding is.
Yeah.
You know, fair. But like that's the overarching...
The idea.
Yeah, idea yeah. of it. So it's got to have something to do with like the light and things like that. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to... Oh, but it magnifies things. Is there different ways or there's just one answer?
I have one answer, but like, and it would work the same for whether you're short distance or long distance, but I think it is more complex than what I've just read.
Okay. Because it magnifies it as well and sharpens it. Okay, so it's got, but can you still see in the dark? Wait, do you know what I mean? Like if I'm don't have the best vision and I have glasses on, in the dark, do I have night vision?
Do I have night vision?
Why did I put my night vision goggles?
It would make it harder, I think, based on this answer.
Okay, so it definitely has something to do with light then.
Yeah.
So the light has to hit the glass, or maybe it has something to... I haven't guessed once. How thick the glass is, because some old men you see and they have...
Thick
glasses, thicker than
a Snicker.
A Snicker, yeah. Right? Thicker than a snack.
Yeah.
So I think depends on how much help you need with your eyes based off how thick it is. But if it's thicker, then the light hits it and it bounces around, bouncy bounces mm-hmm. in the glass of it. And then the light goes into your eye from the glasses and works its magic.
Not bouncy bounce, but you're on the right idea. Think less what the glasses do and more they're correcting something. So what would the issue be in the first place?
That they can't see.
Well, yes, but why can't they see? And go back to the light thing. I don't really know what other hints to give you because I probably wouldn't guess this.
Maybe is it like, do they have a different, I don't know, like something's different in their eye, like a different shape? Or like maybe there's an extra layer because I know when you get like laser eye surgery, they fully laser off your fucking cornea or some shit. Yeah. Like your corn cob gets lasered off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like maybe they have extra layers on their eyes and the light goes through the glass of the glasses and like almost lasers into all those layers, and then they're like, now I can see.
Okay, they don't have extra layers, but you are on the right track.
Okay.
Think back to the thing you said about the lasering something off.
Yeah.
Close your eye and feel your eyelid. Feel your eye underneath there.
Oh, I've never done this before. That's weird.
Can you describe what you're feeling?
It's like bulbous.
Yeah, like it sticks out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so go with that idea. I don't know if that's really helping, but.
So maybe, so it's either there's, so it must be that theirs doesn't stick out. They have a different shape eye.
It does stick out.
More.
Well, I don't know if it's like more or less or whatever, but for some reason it doesn't work to do the thing that it's supposed to do for you to be able to focus. And so the laser eye surgery, they must take a bit off.
Yeah, they do. So that part is just like dead.
I think so. Well, yeah, it just doesn't do the thing that it's supposed to do for you to be able to see.
Yeah. And so how does light getting filtered through the glass and shining on that part of your eye that's like not doing what it's supposed to do makes it work? Or does it kind of, it like burns through that layer so that it can work to your normal eye underneath?
I don't know, I'm struggling a little bit. There's one word you're looking for. I can just tell you.
Is it coding?
Not quite. And it's not your nervous system.
Damn, that was my next guess.
And it's not radio waves. So
radio
this
frequency.
Is kind of a new idea.
Okay.
Basically, there is that little bump there. And for you to be able to see, like right now, you can see because the light bends as it hits that bumped bit.
Oh.
But for people whose eyes don't work, it doesn't bend properly and so they can't focus. So the glasses just bend the light at the right angle so that it equalizes.
Oh. I think.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy,
and
isn't
so
it?
And so depending on the thickness and the thinness of the glass is yeah. the bending.
It's like how
of
much
the...
it bends it. Yeah. Damn. So you were close with the bouncy.
Yeah.
But just like one bounce. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not what I thought.
I wouldn't have guessed that. And I liked what you were saying about them having more or less or whatever. Like, that would make sense to me.
Yeah.
But no, apparently it just, like, doesn't work to bend the light properly.
Right.
They just can't focus.
Interesting.
So this makes them focus.
Well, I have I think it's called a stigma or something, my eye, which means my eye is, like, a different shape. So, like, your eye's supposed to be, like, an almond shape, whereas mine's more, like, this is what the optometrist said to me, that your eye's supposed to be an almond shape, but mine's more macadamia shape.
And he it makes sense, hungry. Right? He was ready for lunch.
Makes sense, right? Because my eye, like, look how macadamia they are. And I always talk with my eyes like that. That's you know what I mean? And so then I have to wear glasses because the light hits my eyes differently. Because of the shape of them and it affects my eyes.
That makes sense based on what I just said.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, why didn't I just fucking say that?
I'm not sure. Couldn't tell you.
But yeah. Wow. Glasses. Who even came up who was smart enough to go, let me hold this piece of glass in front of my eye and then stand under the light and now I see.
Yeah. I don't know. It really is crazy.
Because they wore them in the olden days, did they not? They had the magnifying, yeah. like they, you know, and like the posh people had the handheld, what is it, spectacle?
Yeah, spectacles. Yeah.
Optical spectacle. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's clever.
It is.
It's well done. I wouldn't think of it myself. So yeah. Good on them.
Have you seen there's these TikToks and like someone is just filming this like most beautiful like rainforest with like a waterfall and the birds are chirping and everything. Mm-hmm. And they're just like filming it. And like the caption over the top of it, like over the video is literally like how the fuck did we make Wi-Fi out of this? Yeah. You know, like how did we make all that stuff out of that?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then another one was like, how do we make an air fryer from this?
Yeah.
You know, like what the fuck?
It's true.
I mean, not that we did anything. No. But, like, we have kudos to everyone else.
Yeah.
But, like, you guys are really great at your jobs. Yeah. Like, we'll sit here and provide the comedy and you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Keep saving the world. Yeah. Question of the podcast.
Yeah.
It's something that's been going around on TikTok a little bit. I've seen a couple of them now.
Right. I've only seen one.
And that is what people think the Kardashians would do for a job if they lived in Australia. Like, mm-hmm. classic Aussie jobs. And each of them have their own one. And it's hilarious.
It's fucking so hilarious. Accurate. It's so accurate.
Yeah. So who do we want to start with?
Well, this isn't my one, but this is what I saw and I just have to share it with the class.
Mm.
Kendall Jenner would work at Cook Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually no other answer.
There is no other answer.
No. Everyone I've seen has had her.
And it's not even like... because she's pretty and tall and slender. It's like the personality.
Yeah,
it's everything. It's like that, hey.
Yeah.
You know?
That is the vibe.
It's the vibe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we think Kylie would do?
Ooh. I don't know. What do you think Kylie would do?
I get like lash technician vibes.
I get laser lady.
Laser lady.
Yeah, she'd be my laser lady for sure. Yeah. Because you know how whenever you... you don't get laser, do you?
I have before.
Oh. Yeah. And they talk to you about like their whole life. And I feel like she would just talk about her child and all that stuff. And that she went out to dinner at this nice restaurant that you should go try. Like, I get laser lady.
Laser lady. Yeah. I completely agree.
For sure. What about Kim?
Kim, I'm feeling...
like lawyer. You know how she like failed that law thing like 4 times?
No, but I do see her in something, not that, but like something kind of corporate, you know, like a bit boss lady.
And where's the like the skirt and blazer combo?
Yeah. What specifically though?
I kind of see her as like a news anchor.
Oh, yeah.
But like, you know, in Anchorman, Veronica Corningstone, I see her as that.
I think that's good, actually.
Yeah. Like, not like a weather lady or anything like that. Like, she's the anchor woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one. Okay, what about Chloe?
Chloe. Now, Chloe's a bit, like, more rough around the edges.
She is. Yeah, like, I feel like if she lived in Australia, she'd have a beer at the pub on a Friday night.
Mm. And she can, like, stand up for herself.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, like, even a pub owner. And she's she works the bar and everything as well. And she's like, "What do you want, darling?"
Yeah,
and it's like wiping the table,
bartender. Yeah, I reckon. But like she owns the place.
Yeah, she owns the joint.
Like I know you haven't seen it, but Coyote Ugly, the main like the lady who owns that is like that. She's like rough and like
right.
Yeah, this is my bar.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see her doing stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
Who's next?
Let's do Courtney.
Courtney. She's in. Oh, no. First, I was going to say she's in retail too, but I'm getting wine mum vibes.
Mm.
So then I was thinking also something alcoholic, but maybe I'm just thinking about alcohol. I don't know. What do you reckon? Do you have any ideas?
Well, she's now like the whole health goddess, gluten-free, vegan. I feel like... in that realm.
Something in health and wellness.
Yeah. But not like a nutritionist or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe she just works at the fruit and veg shop.
At Source Bulk Foods. That's where she works.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're always a bit like, and they don't say much. And you know.
Or like Whole Foods. Wait, no, it's Whole Foods. No. Harris Farm.
Yeah, same kind of vibe. Yeah, One of those like bulk food places.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see her there actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
Nice. And then what about Mama Chris?
Mama Chris. I reckon like event management. Like
for sure.
Like a wedding planner.
Yeah, I was just thinking that like a party planner, but like a really high-key. Like maybe she plans parties for the mafia.
Yeah.
That have so much money and she's like, yep, then you're going to yacht over to Paris.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you can do that, but you know what I mean? She's like, then we'll chopper you in.
But Chris will make it happen.
Yeah. And we'll chopper you in. Yeah. And then, you know.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
I feel good about that answer.
Me too.
Are we missing anyone?
Rob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Rob. I can see him as like what's the name of the tradie that does the cement? Like, mixes the cement and pours it and flattens it. What's that tradie called?
That's not a brickie, but like.
Like the ones that do like, would do like a car park. You know what I mean? I'm getting high-vis vibes from Rob. Okay.
I'm getting hard hat vibes.
Yeah, getting hard hat vibes.
And steel caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it's not like, he's not going to be an electrician.
No. I think like a brickie or I don't know what that's called.
Right?
Cementologist.
Yeah. Rob is a cementologist. do we want to do Caitlin?
Oh, why not? Let's throw her in there.
I actually feel like school teacher.
I was just about to say primary school teacher.
Really? Yeah. I feel like good with kids.
Yeah.
And would teach them like good life lessons.
And it's also scary.
Yeah.
So the kids wouldn't arc up.
Yeah.
You know, she could control the class.
Yeah. Even though maybe not a teacher, maybe a principal.
Oh, okay.
But like a primary school principal.
Okay.
Is what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Something in charge.
She's in the office. Oh, maybe even like the receptionist, you know how? And then when you like come in, remember when it would be like really hot in primary school and you just want to go into the office because it was aircon?
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd like go in and like we would go in and like pretend to like talk to the receptionist and like hang out just so we could stand in the aircon.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The receptionist is like, oh yeah, doll, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah, that's Caitlin.
Or there's like always a nice receptionist and then there's the mean old one that's like, no running in the office.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, why are you out of class? Do you have a late slip?
Yeah.
You know?
Why are you late?
Literally.
Yeah. I stand by that. Lovely. Let us know if you agree, disagree, if you have any other ideas.
And if you don't know who the Kardashians are, then sorry about that segment.
Then you're probably very confused.
Yeah.
Apologies. All right. I think that's just about all we have today.
Yeah. I love it when we do that.
Yeah.
We chop and change some things around, see what happens.
Thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks for sticking out this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've both said we feel a bit like we're not really here. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's hot. It's muggy. We're sweating. Yeah. We're hungover. But we're here hanging out with our besties.
Exactly.
And that's all that matters. So thank you for sticking out the episode if you have this far.
Yeah.
And be sure to use our code
Cocksucker69
on our merch for 15% off just for the month of January.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on it, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe to us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Follow us on Spotify.
Make us kick those goals.
Please. Yeah. Maybe we should just reuse the same goals list for this year.
Yeah. When we'll see if we hit it next year. Jesus Christ. But yeah, we hope you're having a wonderful week and a wonderful day.
Yeah.
And hope you're staying classy.
Stay safe.
Yeah, safe. And just have some fucking fun.
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah.
With that,
bye besties and stay sexy. You!
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.